Can it get much worse? I mean, that's a serious question. I don't want to even think about, honestly, I don't even want to, probably don't want to even ask that question. But I don't see it getting, do you, any worse than what it is now. Things are definitely in a weird and, of course, a very concerning spot in a lot of ways. We've covered that all morning. We'll continue to keep the coverage going this morning. One of the things that I know that folks are concerned about is Congressman John James. Vote over the last week. I was in the Twitter thread or the X post thread there of the conversation last week when we announced we were going to talk to him on Friday. Find out where he was, why. This is in the process of Jim Jordan. Everything was coming to fruition, that vote. And whether or not, you know, one of the questions was saying, what could make you move towards a vote for Jim Jordan? And, you know, as that thing fell apart, I guess we really got exposed to some of the truth of what was happening behind the scenes. And one of those pieces is that Steve Day said earlier today, well, it seems like there are a lot more folks that were like this that didn't maybe necessarily really want to vote for Jim Jordan, and they had the cover to be able to come out and talk about that and make that public. And eventually, just after three votes, they decided to pull that. And now today, we're going to be back at it. I guess there's a meeting coming up in the next to less than 30 minutes here. There'll be start the conference meeting and see if they can get to figure out who that might be. Could be anybody at this point. I don't know who it might be. Holding John James accountable. That's a rally talking about this tomorrow, 3 to 5, at his office. Adam DeAngeli joins us right now. He's president of Rescue Michigan Coalition. I think, Adam, are you guys, did you organize this? Is that the story on this?
We're not the only organization that's been promoting it, but yeah, I spoke to a colleague of mine, another organization, the Grand New Party PAC, Shane, who also works with Rescue Michigan on various projects, and we agreed this was called for. I'm not usually, ordinarily, a big fan of political demonstrations, but I think the seriousness of the situation calls for it.
You know, I tried to explain this the other day. The only time, and I told Steve this earlier, but the only time I've ever seen anything really like this, palpable frustration. I think it's a feeling of betrayal that people are feeling, and I don't know that Congressman James or, you know, the his staff get it, but I've seen it before. Was with Congressman Peter Meyer, another, you know, freshman, one term, voted to impeach Trump. There was just this. You could just feel it. People felt like they had been utterly betrayed, and there was a disgust during that, and because of those things, many people, the comments I was getting from folks, not just on, you know, Twitter or X or whatever, but also in person and phone calls and emails, etc., is the fact, you know, we went out, we knocked doors, we campaigned, we gave to his campaign, and we just feel like we're being utterly just betrayed here, and that's kind of the signal. Is that what you're hearing from folks when it comes to this rally?
Yeah, well, it's that, and it's another thing too. But to your first point, yes, John James with his vote stopped what was our best, probably our only hope for real reform in Washington. We're not going to get an opportunity like electing Jim Jordan speaker in a long time. So there is that. But then in addition, in the moment that we're in right now, where we are facing multiple international crises that are spiraling out of control, and we have a budget that's going to expire in 3 weeks. So what's going to happen? Probably we're going to, this situation has no end in sight. And if and when they ever get it resolved, possibly when we're already into a government shutdown, you're going to have all these members of Congress saying, we have no choice but to pass this Biden supplemental or omnibus that increases spending. We're sorry it's not our fault, but the world's on fire and we're out of time. This is a crisis that we're barreling towards that could have been averted had John James and the other people who blocked him, but he's the one in Michigan, gone with Jim Jordan, who, we should point out, voted for Kevin McCarthy, didn't vote for the motion to vacate. He was always on board. He didn't join the Matt Gaetz caucus. He played ball. But that wasn't good enough for John James. And as he admitted on your show, the explanation he gave was he wouldn't guarantee me more money for my district. I mean, politicians usually take great pain to conceal those kind of motivations, but, you know, he couched it in certain noble language, but that's essentially what he admitted to on your program. So that is as brazen as it gets, and at some point people have to say, enough is enough. You know what? You're a freshman, you're in a swing district, you're counting us to knock on doors for you, to work for you, to take back the majority, and then you go and do this. Which, the other thing I would say too is, I rewatched the speech that John James gave when he nominated Kevin McCarthy, and it was so much about, we gotta do this, we gotta reform government, we gotta cut spending, but we're stuck at the starting block, and we gotta win, and yada, yada, yada. And now he's completely contradicted everything he said in that reasoning. Now he's on the obstructionist side. So it just goes to show that all the things he said about Kevin McCarthy and why we got to get a speaker were never things he really believed in the first place. And this is just inexcusable.
Adam D'Angeli with us right now, President Rescue Michigan, and the rally or protest tomorrow 3 to 5 at Congressman John James' office. Folks want to come out. We've posted some of that. We put it online. You want more information about that. But I am concerned, Adam, in this situation that we lose. I told Steve earlier that, like I seen it before with Congressman Pete Meyer, the issue there, we ended up with a very progressive, radical leftist Democrat in that seat for the first time in years. And I think in James' case, he didn't win by very much. I think we're at that point. I think that so many people, conservatives, Americans who want change, however you want to label these folks, people, they've hit that point where they'll just sit at home, and they're no longer just say, I'm gonna vote for this person because they have a R by their name. Like I think we're so past that, and I think it's gonna hurt us in so many different ways.
Yeah, I think it certainly will, but you know, there's an issue here, which is that you don't get your agenda passed by condoning people that vote against it. And, you know, you're right. We run the risk of getting another Democrat extremist in that seat. But at the same time, there's 212 other districts where the NRCC can recruit Republican candidates. And the problem is, the more we got to go back and tell people, oh, you got to vote for the lesser of two evils. Well, first of all, that's still voting for evil. And secondly, you're demoralizing everybody. So it damages the movement. You're sacrificing your political agenda because now you're saying, okay, well, even though, you know, Peter Meyer voted to impeach the president on false pretenses, I'm gonna condone that. I'm gonna allow that. You can't do that. So and Democrats understand this. I mean, there's a reason why there's no pro-life Democrats, there's no pro-Second Amendment Democrats, because they enforce their ideology in their own party, and they're willing to lose a seat once or twice because it sends a message to everybody else. And our side doesn't do that, but we need to send a message to all the Republicans that there will be punishments for bad behavior. And if we fail to do that, then we're only ever going to ever get rhinos. And that's not going to be a solution at all.
Adam D'Angeli and Rescue Michigan. Let me ask you, what do you think? Do you see anybody who is capable of getting to 217 in this list of 8 people? And more importantly, do you see anybody that you like in that list that may be workable with the speaker candidates?
Not really. I mean, of the names that have been put out there, Byron Donalds is probably the best, but he's only a second term, hasn't really been tested. And fundamentally, they're going to have the same problem they had with him that they had with Jim Jordan. I mean, I think Tom Massey would be wonderful, but the same people are going to object to him for the same reasons, because he is a threat to business as usual in Washington. Because if you look at who was objecting to Jim Jordan, by and large, they were appropriators. They were people that want to spend more money and more money. And so I see this impasse dragging on until it becomes an absolute emergency. And the worst case, they're going to cut some deal with the Democrats and elect someone worse than we could have ever had. And then that'll be on John James, because he could have voted to put Jim Jordan in that speaker's gavel. And he didn't. He voted to stop it.
So the point is, we're probably going to get a CR on the bus, and then furthermore, the investigations, everything that's been happening behind the scenes, the Biden administration, the corruption, weaponization of the government, all those things probably fizzle out at some point. And it's business as usual. That's the concern here.
Yeah, I mean, the committees can still meet and they can, you know, still do investigations with the subpoena powers they may already have. I don't know if they can even get any new subpoena power without a speaker in the gavel, but they can't pass any legislation. So there can be no budget. And the budget we had, that short-term CR, expires November 15th. So we have a ticking clock. And the closer we get to that date, the more the pressure is going to increase. And sooner or later, they're going to look for anybody to sit in that seat. And I think we're going to get an even worse outcome than we could have possibly hoped for.
Adam DeAngelis is the president at Rescue Michigan. If folks want to find out more and maybe join the protest tomorrow and get more information about what Rescue Michigan is all about, what would you say, and how can they do that?
I'll post the flyer on my website right at this moment, and it's tomorrow, 3 p.m., John James District Office, 30500 Van Dyke Avenue in Warren. It's also on his website. It's his district office, 3 o'clock tomorrow. We want to raise awareness as much as possible about the seriousness of this and let his constituents know. And I think the more people come, the more of a demonstration that it is, the more painful it's going to be for him. And that's the message we have to send to Washington, that there will be consequences for this kind of behavior.
RescueMichigan.com. Adam, appreciate it. Thank you. And I have to come back and join us again in the future. Definitely looking forward to it.
Thank you, sir. Very good.
Got it. All right. Detroit's News Talk Superstation, 9:10 a.m. We are up against it. We got to take a quick break, but coming up, we'll wrap things up.